N. Scott Momaday, in his book, The Way to Rainy Mountain, describes the Kiowa's former home in Yellowstone as the top of the world, with a skyline in all directions close at hand. The Kiowa's relocation to Oklahoma brought with it a much different skyline and landscape that Momaday goes on to describe as having the hardest weather there is in the world, and that loneliness is an aspect of the land. But to look on that landscape in the early morning with the sun at your back, your imagination comes to life, and this, you think, is where creation was begun. I'm Susan Shannon with a special edition of Indian Times, the first in a series exploring Oklahoma tribes in their own words, as told by a tribal member. Warren Quiton, a member of the Kiowa Nation, also belongs to the warrior society Black Leggins and is a member of the Native American Church. He is also fluent in his Kiowa language, which has given him insights into his own people, courtesy of the accounts from tribal elders.
The Kiowa tribe of Oklahoma, they migrated from the Yellowstone Mountain region. They actually started out there. They were mountain dwellers before they acquired horses from the Spanish. Once they caught the horses, they started on the plains following the buffalo herds, and they moved towards the Black Hills along their track. They befriended the Crow Nation of Montana. They acquired the Sundance religion, while they were up there in that region. Somewhere around the late 1700s, they started encountering a lot of Sioux people, Lakotas, Dakotas, Nakotas, and there were so many of those nations that our tribe, they had several encounters on the battlefield, and they decided to move south.
The Kiowas settled in Oklahoma in 1867 with the signing of the Medicine Lodge Treaty.
And that's where the United States government basically said, you're going to inhabit a reservation in southwest Oklahoma. We could no longer practice that warrior lifestyle. A lot of tribal prestige and status circulated around that warrior structure.
Now the Kiowa had to adapt to that reservation lifestyle.
The government tried to assimilate us until about 1890. Our former religion during that time was still the Sundance religion. Sundance meaning that there was a time in the summer months when the entire tribe came together for a religious purpose, and that was to worship the Creator. It's kind of tough to talk about the Sundance because the last Kiowa Sundance happened in 1890, over 100 years ago, and we haven't had one since. The government forbade those actions to have a Sundance, so the tribe hasn't had one since then. We haven't revived it. But that was a center of our lifestyle, revolved around the idea of being a warrior, and then, you know, you come and you pledge and you sacrifice during the Sundance months. And that was when the entire tribe was together.
The Kiowas adapted to their new home. Many became Christians while others went off to school. But not everything changed completely.
We still have our tribal, warrior structure intact. And it begins with what's called the Rabbit Society. Bolayo, that's an organization for young children, to where they begin to learn how to be warriors. We have two organizations that are no longer functioning. They were called the Altoi, mountain sheep, and the Seitan, horse headdresses. Those two organizations are no longer with us, but we still have three of the adult warrior societies in existence. One of them is called the Tolkongot, the Black Leggins, the Ohoma, the War Dance Society, Daimpega, the Gourd Dance Society. So those organizations are still alive, and people still use them for the acquisition of power, prestige, and status amongst the tribe. But the history of the tribe, it has evolved into what it is today. You know, we're a contemporary tribe trying to take care of our people through a tribal government, but the warrior structure is still alive, and that is really meaningful.
Spirituality remained key to the Kiowa.
We have a saying, Gaiguba da. It's like you're a Kiowa in spirit. Everything that a Kiowa does is spiritual, whether it's prayers, songs, dancing, visiting with friends. Everything has a spirit. There's a spirit that surrounds Kiowa people. That's why our songs in the powwow world, they've gone all over the world, because Kiowas are close to the Creator in their mindset and their worldview. They still pray in their language, and, you know, they still are very spiritual people. That's why those songs on the big drum at the powwow arenas are gourd dance songs, war dance songs. They've gone all over the United States and all over the world because people see power in those words that are sung. They may not understand the words, but the spirituality of that song exists and it moves people. I think that's the best thing about being Kiowa. Even though we may not have a real good form of tribal government right now, we still have our Kiowa spirituality. I think that's the best part about being Kaigu in Kiowa.
Warren Kuiton, describing his people, then and now. You've been listening to the first in a series of first-person accounts and histories of Oklahoma's tribes, as told by tribal members. For Indian Times, I'm Susan Shannon.